All right, it's your boy JQ, the Pipper LF for That's What's Up. Boy, that boy Drake is one sweet, smart son of a gun. Last night, he made a Pip appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live to talk about him hosting the ESPY Awards on July 16th. He said some people might like it and don't like it, so he went in disguise and, you know, saw what the people thought, and he had to tell Jimmy Kimmel about it.
No, it was amazing. The feedback, you know, I mean, I think that there's people that are really excited about it, and there's people that are skeptical, but I'm excited for, you know, both groups to tune in.
Now, this would happen when the homie Drizzy Drake hit the streets in disguise to see what they thought about him hosting the ESPYs.
How do you feel about Drake hosting the ESPYs last night? Did he not kill it or what?
I think he definitely killed it. You know, awesome performance. Definitely a great guy.
How do you feel about rapper Drake refusing to acknowledge Caucasian athletes at the ESPYs?
I think it's baloney. You know, everybody should be treated equally, and hopefully it'll probably impact his career a little bit too, you know, in a negative way.
How do you think Drake did hosting the ESPYs last night?
Drake, he's kind of an outlandish guy. He says that he came from the bottom, which most likely he didn't, but
very true.
He's a good guy, you know.
Seems like some people don't know when the hell the ESPYs come on. It ain't even came on yet. July 16th, make sure you tune in 8 p.m. on ESPN. Ooh-wee, man, that girl Rihanna is showing it all. At least her bottom part for a French magazine. Pictures were surfacing the internet with her taking pictures bent over, doggy style position, man, with that bottom up. Boy, it was looking good, and it must have looked real good to Drake, because all of a sudden, that girl Rihanna appeared up in L.A. Tuesday night at the supper club, and that boy Drizzy Drake was in there. Then allegedly, they went outside, got that kiss on, and came back in the club and was sitting in separate areas. And last night, the Clippers game, both of them was at the Clippers game, but they were sitting separate and everything, but walked up on each other, gave each other a hug, and they had to try to get away from that kiss cam, because you know everybody would have put that on the internet. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. We know y'all still together. We know y'all still dilly-dally. And Drake saw them pictures with her booty all up in the air, and that made him say, woo-wee, let me get back to some of that Rihanna love, baby. Mm-hmm. Now, the legend of South Bouncer P is letting everybody know that the Shim Sham is not true about him keeping his kids against their will. Now, this Shim Sham rumor came about from the mother of his kids, and, you know, his son, who is 9 years old by the name of Mercy, said, hey, man, get on YouTube and let these folks know about your living situation.
What about you, Mercy? Did I abduct you,
No, I want to.
Did I kidnap you?
No. I wanted to go by you because over here she just like doing bad stuff and she was smoking in front of us.
Man, oh man. Now, this video was filmed at Sonya Miller's house, man. And, you know, out of the four kids, you know, Master P asked them where did they want to stay. Three of the kids wanted to stay with him. And, you know, his 14-year-old daughter decided to stay at the mother's house. Now, in the video, Master P also says that Sonya's marijuana alcohol use is a negative influence on the kids. Woo-wee. We got to see what's going to happen with this. Now, this Selena Gomez is 21. She's making decisions on her own. She just fired her mama and her stepdaddy. Now, they've been managing her career since she was at Disney, but now she's 21. She says she got to do things her own way. She needs a seasoned professional manager that got them A-list clients, man. And she's been arguing plenty with her parents over the direction of her career, even mentioning that, you know what, they tried to tell her not to date that boy Justin Bieber. But hey, her and her mom and her stepdaddy all cool and everything, but she says she got to go in a different direction. I feel you on that, man. Make sure you take care of mama and that stepdaddy. It's your boy JQ the Pipperella for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.